in this mystical locus of the heart. And he addresses the Lord also of as the guider and inspirator of his senses. O resident of the lotus world of the heart, protector of my senses, O Supreme Person Narayan, Rishikesh, I bow down to you, the controller within. This completes obeisance number 3. You can, if you want to make this exercise, you can just throw yourself in your mind on the floor, I would suggest, so that we don't disturb the very peaceful atmosphere. And after such general obeisances, Sanatana Goswami will offer meditations on Lord Krishna's wonderful activities. For instance, the celebration when Krishna stood up for the first time and did not crawl any longer, but when he walked on his little lotus feet, during this time he would often catch the finger of Nanda Maharaj for support, and he would sometimes fall and then cry. So this is now the obeisance. At the celebration of your first standing up, your mother performed your ritual bath. When Lord Krishna was first getting up, a very nice bathing ceremony was arranged for him. Your eyes then showed signs of sleep because you have first stood up and you were tired. And then Mother Yashoda put you to rest in a cradle beneath a large, tall cart. Your eyes were smeared with kajal ointment. From time to time, a smile appeared on your face. You glanced and looked around, your playful eyes moving to and fro. And then, Lord Krishna, you put your toe in your mouth. You cried for the breast milk from your mother, who at that time was caught up in the rituals of your auspicious standing up ceremony. When she didn't come, you kicked your lotus feet upward, O Krishna, and overturned the tremendous cart. We actually hear that Krishna had killed 2 demons. Now another demon was sent by Kamsa to try to kill Lord Krishna again. But this demon was clever. He thought, all the other demons before me, they had bodies. I will come without a body. I have an aerial body, a Luftkörper. So he hid in the cart, which was loaded with brass items, and wanted to crash down and grind Lord Krishna to a pulp. But Krishna kicked his soft lotus feet upwards and then threw the cart into the air, and that came crashing down, not on him, but it made a lot of noise. O destroyer of the cart demon, the people of Braj couldn't understand what had just happened. The learned brahmanas chanted auspicious mantras for you, and you were washed in water, purified by the mantras. This completes obeisance number 19. So a devotee will at this stage, after, he will meditate about the Lord as he stands up and as he then gets tired and then gets put under the cart, and how the demon entered the cart to grind Lord Krishna to a pulp, but how Krishna just took his soft lotus feet, and although he was so small, killed this monster. He will meditate, and at the end of his meditation, pay his obeisances. So we will now